Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is making news on his path to a possible Republican presidential nomination, but some GOP experts still have their doubts. Concerns are rising over whether or not he can bring his political momentum to the national stage and whether or not it's enough to beat out former President Donald Trump. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central News line by Martin Sweet, political science professor at Purdue University. Thanks for joining us to discuss this.
Good morning.
So, in Florida, Governor DeSantis' image as a tough guy and, you know, where woke comes to die, that really plays. Does that play nationally?
Well, I think the attitude does play among, largely among Republican primary voters. They sort of see him as a fighter. And I think, I don't think the cultural difference between Florida and other parts of the country is really his big problem.
Well, what do you think his big problem might be?
Well, I think for him, the big problem is that timing and sequence matter a whole lot in presidential primaries and caucuses. And with Iowa and New Hampshire first, that's where he really is going to have some difficulty, right? So DeSantis is not really sort of the warm and fuzzy, I feel your pain kind of guy. He does like trolling the libs. He likes being sort of the technocrat to get things done. But he's not really sort of the backyard barbecue, I'm going to put my arm around you and make you feel better kind of guy. And that's kind of what Iowa and New Hampshire are about. And so I don't see him being able to connect particularly well with those primary voters. And the big problem is not the votes in Iowa and New Hampshire, but it's about the media coverage, right? So when you look at Iowa and New Hampshire, it's really about expectations and what happens in reality. And so Bill Clinton in 1992 doesn't play in Iowa at all, goes to New Hampshire off the Jennifer Flowers scandal, takes second. He's the comeback kid. Marco Rubio in 2016 in Iowa takes third, sort of surpassing his polling by about 10 points. He offers what looks like a victory speech, right? Expectations matter a lot, and expectations for Ron DeSantis are really high. So with high expectations and sort of like a low emote score, I think Iowa and New Hampshire are going to be difficult for him.
Some of those criticisms can also be aimed at Donald Trump, and, you know, DeSantis is being marketed as the alternative. You know, we get the version, the anger, but without the other stuff, the other baggage.
Right.
What's your reaction to that?
No, I think that's entirely correct. I mean, and Trump ran what was a unique campaign, especially in 2016, and did a lot of sort of non-traditional things. But remember, he had the power of celebrity with him in a way that connects well beyond sort of your Twitter sphere, the people who are listening to political talk radio. Your average voter in Iowa, your average voter in New Hampshire, they want to meet Ron DeSantis. They want to touch him. They want to know what he's like. They want to connect with him. And that's a difficulty for him. Trump had that celebrity factor, right? We had all the cameras sort of glued to the podium. You know, Trump about to arrive. You know, and there'd be other political events ongoing, but no one would cover that. They're waiting for Trump to arrive. That celebrity factor sort of inured him in a way to that traditional New Hampshire and Iowa touchy-feely kind of aspect of their voters.
So as a strategy, as a strategic move, if you're running DeSantis' campaign, do you take on Donald Trump or do you just not mention him at all and hope people just get tired of that?
Right. Well, the other thing that matters a lot is what everyone else does. So Trump has got sort of a floor and a ceiling, right? Somewhere between 33 and 37%. It's hard to imagine that Republican voters are going to think, oh, I'm going to learn something new about Trump and going to push him ahead of that. So really for Trump, the issue is how many other people can split that vote. So if I'm Ron DeSantis or advising DeSantis, I look to see, well, Vice President Pence is already in. Nikki Haley looks like she'll be in. Mike Pompeo will probably be in. Maybe Larry Hogan is in. That's a difficult situation, right? Because those other 67, 63% of the vote are going to get split. No one's going to be able to overtake Donald Trump. What you really have to hope for is that there's really only one or possibly two other people. You know, DeSantis is going to look at the situation and kind of think, well, do I piss off the Trump primary voters, or frankly, do I make Trump upset and become sort of a punching bag? That's got to be the calculus. But in the back of his mind, he's got to go, well, am I Chris Christie of 2012? Am I that hot flavor that should have jumped and missed my timing? And that's really the debate that's got to be going on inside DeSantis' world.
Last question for you. Why not just wait till 2028, when probably Trump would be at an age when, rephrase that, because we don't know what he would do, but yeah, there's less likely that he would run.
Yeah, no, I think that is probably the most likely outcome here, right? So if Trump runs and loses yet again, he's now like a third or fourth time loser, depending on how you count the midterms, right? If he runs and wins, he's barred by the 22nd Amendment from going for a third term. So 2028 looks wide open. The issue, though, is do I miss my timing? Will Ron DeSantis still be sort of the hot flavor of the month in the Republican Party in 4 years? And that remains to be seen. It really depends on what he does in Florida. Now, if you're Ron DeSantis, you're in Florida, you've got effectively a supermajority in the Republican legislature there and sort of have very little stopping him in Florida. So it looks pretty good for DeSantis to sort of sit and wait. Let everyone else sort of get beat up by Trump, let Trump lose yet again, and then be the savior in 2028.
All right, Dr. Sweet, thank you very much. Appreciate your help on that.
Thanks. Have a great day.
You too. That is Martin Sweet, political science professor at Purdue University.